this pandemic has been a serious wake-up call for people. And I think the most important thing you can do is to understand where you are right now, but also to tap into that never again moment. You know, that never again do you want to feel the crunch between keeping the lights on or putting food on the table. Never again do you want to feel this vulnerable. And so it's really important for people to understand where they are, but also take some steps. And so I think people need to understand the importance of going to what I call conserve mode. This is where you're able to protect the income that you have coming in, but being very smart of how much you're spending.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy, with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, welcome back to the Retire Well, Retire Happy show with your host, Annie Nelson. And today we have an exciting special guest, Chris Hogan. And Chris is a two-time national best-selling author, financial expert, and host of The Chris Hogan Show. For more than a decade, Hogan has served at Ramsey Solutions, equipping and challenging people to take control of their money and reach their financial goals. His second book, Everyday Millionaires, How Ordinary People Built Extraordinary Wealth and How You Can Too. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Well, thank you, Anne. It's a pleasure to be with you.
You're a very inspiring person through your show, The Chris Hogan Show, your many national TV appearances and live events across the nation. But what inspired you, Chris, that led you down the track to becoming a financial expert?
Well, Anne, you know, it was actually my love of people. You know, I am a former athlete. And so throughout my life, I've had incredible coaches around me. And so these coaches were people that helped me get better. And so that's how I view myself. I care about people and I want people to do better with their money and their financial future. And so this was a great opportunity for me to kind of go down this path. And I also learned the hard way. I made some mistakes with money and I was able to learn from it. And I want to help other people to prevent making those same mistakes.
That's fortunate for everyone else. You have been inspired to learn about money and the best things to do with money. I read in your notes and about your book that retirement is often viewed as something to worry about when you get older. So you must have seen plenty of mistakes that people have made. So what do you think have been the biggest financial mistakes that people make?
Well, I think, you know, I've had an opportunity to meet a lot of people throughout my career and spending time with them and, you know, people that were older, people that were younger, and I kept seeing the same issue. And so, you know, I really wanted people to understand, you know, that you have to have a plan. So not having a plan is one of the biggest financial mistakes. Not being in touch with your dreams of what it is you want to do later in life. You know, not just that you want to travel, but where do you want to go? What kind of mission trips are you taking? What kind of giving are you doing? And so I think it's important for people to have a plan. I think it's important for people to understand their numbers, how much they're going to need later in life. They need to know the right steps to take and when to take them.
Yes. I think a lot of people, we used to be good savers many, many years ago, and then we seem to have turned into people that have been living paycheck to paycheck. But now more than ever with this national worldwide pandemic that's going on, it's a bit of a wake-up call. So what can people do financially? Because, you know, you never know when you're going to lose that income. What can people do?
Yeah, I think you're right. This pandemic has been a serious wake-up call for people. And I think the most important thing you can do is to understand where you are right now, but also to tap into that never again moment. You know, that never again do you want to feel the crunch between keeping the lights on or putting food on the table. Never again do you want to feel this vulnerable. And so it's really important for people to understand where they are, but also take some steps. And so I think people need to understand the importance of going to what I call conserve mode. This is where you're able to protect the income that you have coming in, but being very smart of how much you're spending, deleting the unnecessary memberships, starting to be intentional, eat the food that you have in the home. But I think the biggest thing, Ann, that people are alerting themselves to in this time is the need for an emergency fund. I tell people, do you want to have a 3 to 6 month cushion between you and life happening? And so you want to look at your monthly expenses and you want to save up 3 to 6 months of that. In best case scenario, for people that are in a tough spot right now, you want to just conserve as much as your income as you can. You only want to spend on what I call the four walls. That's your housing, your utilities, keeping gas in your vehicle, and then making sure that you have food to be able to sustain your body.
Well, that's very wise advice. Through your book, you've seen a lot of people become millionaires. Are you able to share some of real examples of how ordinary people have built extraordinary wealth?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have to tell you this. You know, throughout the book and being able to share the statistics, you know, we studied over 10,000 millionaires all across the country, but not just the stats, but the information, but the stories inside of it. You know, the story of a gentleman that grew up in an abusive home and ended up being in several foster homes, but he ends up joining the military and ends up building a net worth of over $3.5 million. And he starts scholarships to be able to help other young kids. Or another lady that went through a divorce, Karen, lost half of everything, and her company folded, and she ended up starting over, but building up her net worth again to being in a millionaire plus. So the stories of people that have walked through tough things in life, and they didn't make an excuse. They didn't have a victim mindset. Instead, they had a warrior mindset. And this is where they got serious about what they were doing and really were focused and intentional over time in their investing.
Well, that's very inspiring to hear that there are so many examples that you can easily refer to. Can anyone do this? What difference does it make if you start saving for your early retirement from a younger age, say 45 or even 35?
Well, I will tell you without a doubt that it is available to anyone. Anyone can do this. It's a matter of understanding what it is you want and having a plan and then following through on that plan. The big thing is that when you start earlier, you give your money an opportunity to grow longer. And this is from investing. Compound growth is a beautiful thing. Albert Einstein called it the eighth wonder of the world. And so we want to get money working for us in our investments. So the sooner you start and you leave that money alone, the more growth you can experience over the lifetime.
And that's one of the important trick to building your nest egg for retirement. Does it really matter about the asset class that you're investing in? What have been the most successful asset classes that you have seen for investing?
Well, you know, I think what the asset classes are absolutely important. We've got to understand our own risk tolerance. We need to understand the time frame and the goals that we're striving for. I've encouraged people to look at growth stock mutual funds. They're going to give you an opportunity to diversify, which simply means to spread around. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. It just brings too much risk overall to your portfolio. And so take a look at growth stock mutual funds. I do advise people to stay away from single stocks. They're extremely volatile. It will cause you headache and heartache with so much fluctuation. But growth stock mutual funds will give you some stability and opportunity for growth.
I'm a bit of a fan of the stock market and I like growth stocks as well. Have you been taking care of people's portfolios for quite some time now? Is it more important the type of investment that people are put into or time that they have been saving and investing?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think when you invest in the wrong things, then, you know, you have an opportunity to lose more money faster. But when you're invested in the right things and you're in it for the right period of time, that's where you have the opportunity for growth to happen. So I just want to encourage people to not just put in money in the stock market and invest, but you want to leave it there. And I know right now in this time, you know, people are looking at their retirement nest egg and thinking about pulling money out. And I'm cautioning people against that. I tell people there's only two times you should touch your retirement funds, and that's to stave off a bankruptcy or to prevent a foreclosure. And so you really want to leave that money alone, let it grow over time. I would much rather you take on a second job or a third job to try to clean up the mess you may have right now.
That's good advice as well. Have people had to do different things, change careers or take on second jobs to help themselves get to their financial goals?
Oh, yes. I've seen it a lot. And, you know, especially right now where, you know, there's so many people on unemployment and the pandemic has shut down a lot of businesses. People are truly having to redefine themselves right now and figuring out ways to bring in income. And I think it's important to do this in a two-step approach. We need to get into conserve mode, and that's cut out the unnecessary spending. So now the money you are bringing in or that you do have are going toward things that are necessary for you and your family. And so we have to be smart, and we have to be adult enough to tell ourselves no sometimes, even though we may want to do some things, but we've got to make sure we're taking care of the fundamentals. And again, it goes back to those four walls: your housing, your utilities, your food, and keeping gas in the car so you can get to and from work.
Yes, I know. And having that reserve fund is so important. My daughter and future son-in-law had a big trip over to France last year. And now that they were faced with this pandemic, they're saying it's like we have to have more emergency funds saved up money.
It really is important. And for people that are out there that are listening to your show, you know, understanding that's just having some reserve set aside. Again, you want to have 3 to 6 months of expenses. And if you're out there listening to Ann's show and you don't have that, I don't want you to feel guilty. What I want you to do is just to be mindful of this. And I firmly believe, and you've lived a little while just like me, that if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. And I think this is an important wake-up call for us to look, understand where we were strong financially, maybe understand where we weren't, but more importantly, what are we going to do about it? What are you going to do so you're never again in this moment? And I think this provides us an opportunity to learn some serious financial lessons.
So how important is to have a financial advisor? Because some people think that they can just do it themselves.
Well, and some people out there can, but I would tell you this. If my car starts acting up to a certain point, I'm going to take it to a mechanic because my car is important. And if I have a tooth that's hurting and it doesn't stop, I'm eventually going to go see a dentist. And the same thing with my health. If I'm starting to feel bad and I don't feel better, I'm going to go to a doctor. I need a professional. That's how I view a financial advisor, an investment professional. These are professionals. Now, you have to find people that have the right heart. That's the heart of a teacher, not of a salesperson. You want someone that's going to help you reach your goals. And so it's really important to find the right one. But once you find the right one, they're absolutely invaluable to you and your future because you can talk with them about the market trends. You can talk with them about your questions and get the right kind of guidance so it can help us all remain calm, clear, and absolutely on target to reach our goals.
Thank you. It's been very interesting talking with you, and having goals, I think, is the key. So before we finish up today, can you finish with the top tips to get on the right track to set anyone up to becoming a millionaire?
Yes, ma'am, I sure can. Number one is believing that you can, regardless of where you come from or where you were born or the family you were born into. I want you to believe that you can become a millionaire. Number two, we've got to grow in our knowledge, and that is understanding this financial stuff. There's so many terms out there. And so growing in knowledge, whether you're listening to a free podcast like my show, The Chris Hogan Show, or you're reading books or information online, you want to grow in your knowledge and grow in your understanding. And third is take the right actions. We've got to begin to put ourselves in a position to do better. And I'm talking about with budgeting, where you begin to tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. And for people out there that need help with that, we've got one of the best budgeting tools on earth in Every Dollar. So they can go to everydollar.com and learn how to budget for free. And I think budgeting is important, getting ourselves out of debt, where you give yourself a raise when you get your money back. And so we want people to attack debt, learn to save, and most importantly, invest. And this investing is crucial. This is how we're going to grow money for our future.
Well, thanks very much. You're very inspiring. How do people get a hold of one of your books. How do they get in touch with you, Chris Hogan?
They can get a hold of me by going to chrishogan360.com. There's information on there about both books, Retire Inspired, which was released in 2016, and then Everyday Millionaires, which was released in 2019, as well as other blogs and free items that are there.
Well, thanks very much. It's been great having you on the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. This is Ann Nelson signing out with Chris Hogan, a very inspiring financial expert. Thank you.
Thank you, Ann.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.